This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, inviting you to continue our study of some reasons why the Great Commission is so truly great. Already we have given 7 reasons for this, and we continue now with the 8th one that we got to just at the end of our last broadcast. I suggest to you that the Great Commission is truly great because it offers absolute remission of sins. We have read in previous broadcasts from Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 16, Luke chapter 24, verses 45 to 49, and Acts chapter 1, verses 6 to 8, all of which set out the details and, by implication, the importance of, the greatness of, the Great Commission. Now we continue by showing that the Great Commission is great because it offers absolute, not merely symbolic or typical, remission of sins. In making clear that those who lived and died under the Old Covenant were not really saved by the blood of the animals which was offered during that covenant, and remember that apart from the shedding of blood there is no remission of sins, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, the Great Commission makes clear that the blood of Christ is needed. We cannot be saved apart from the blood of Christ. The Bible makes clear in Hebrews chapter 10 that the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin. It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin, but according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, we have redemption through His blood. In making clear that those who lived and died under the old covenant needed the blood of Christ in order to be saved from their sins, the writer of the Hebrew letter had this to say, "And for this cause He is the mediator of a new covenant, that a death having taken place for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, they that have been called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance." Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 15. The same writer further declared, "For the law, having a shadow, the good things to come, not the very image of the things, can never with the same sacrifices year by year, which they offer continually, make perfect them that draw nigh. Else would they not have ceased to be offered, because the worshippers, having been once cleansed, would have had no more consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance made of sins year by year, for it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins." Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. In reference to the fact that God passed over the sins of faithful men during the Old Testament period, but now saves men absolutely through the power of the blood of Christ, the Apostle Paul had this to say, "But now apart from the law, a righteousness of God hath been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ unto all them that believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to show His righteousness because of the passing over of the sins done aforetime in the forbearance of God, for the showing, I say, of His righteousness at this present season, that He might Himself be just and the justifier of him that hath faith in Jesus Christ." Romans chapter 3, verses 21 to 26. Paul further declared, "But God commendeth His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, shall we be saved from the wrath of God through Him." Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Of Christ, Paul further declared, "In whom we have our redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace." Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. How wonderful it is that, although one's sins may be as scarlet, they can be as white as snow. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. This great blessing and more is offered to every man through the power of the blood of Christ. Mark chapter 10, verses 28 to 30. "Thanks be to God," declared Paul, "for His unspeakable gift." 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. And so, for all of these reasons and more, the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is great. And I certainly earnestly pray that you will listen to it, pay attention to it, believe it, and obey it. For in doing so, you have the promise of the Lord that you shall be saved.